Lockjaw, the podcast junkie here, and you are listening to Into Your Head, all the way from Ireland.
You join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 222. Now, we have a problem here, we have a dilemma. I was hoping for the first time in over a year to do the show from a hotel room wardrobe. Unfortunately, I just realised there isn't a traditional wardrobe in this hotel room. There's it's basically a set of shelves and a mirror thing in between them. That's not a wardrobe at all. That won't serve our needs at all. I feel stupid standing here in between the two sets of shelves. It's just basically a space. Hasn't even got a hanger in it. In fact, I don't know what you do if you want to hang something up in this freaking hotel room. I don't know. Maybe they're afraid Michael Hutchins will come back and commit suicide again. That guy from Kill Bill 2 will do something stupid. But nonetheless, we'll go into the bathroom. Plan B. I've done shows from hotel bathrooms before. It's not, I'm an old pro. It's fine. I'd prefer to do it from hotel room wardrobe because I've only done that once before. We'll do it from here in the bathroom. Why not? We have to do it somewhere. I can't do it at home because I'm not at home. I'm at a location in the Midlands of Ireland. We're here for a thing. Well, my wife is here for a thing, and I'm here to take advantage of her being here for a thing. We're here for a thing. I'm in the bathroom. It's Into Your Head, number 222. Anyway, there, that's. I should probably. I don't know what I'll sit. That's what I'll do. I'll sit on the. There's a ledgy thing on the bath. We'll sit there. There's water. Just to prove that it's in the bath. But I don't want to get wet. I've already got wet this morning and dried myself off, so we won't do the getting wet thing if you don't mind. We'll just wish that I had something to say. Hello. The hello there is probably superfluous, but it won't do you any harm. It won't kill you to have someone say hello to you more than once in one show. I'm back. I'm back in the main epicenter of the hotel room. I'm on the bed. The bathroom segment wasn't going anywhere. Not that there's anything wrong with the bathroom. I just ran out of steam, so to speak. I didn't have anything to say. Sometimes you have to realise that you don't have something to say and you need to stop speaking, which indeed I did. I stopped speaking involuntarily though, because I didn't realise I had nothing to say, but nothing came out. I opened up my mouth, wagged my tongue around a bit. Well, that's not quite true. I waited for my brain to cause my tongue to wag around a bit and cause some noises to come out of it, but nothing came. Nothing happened. It was a dead end. I think the whole wardrobe incident put me off, quite frankly. I can see it here from the bed. It's not a wardrobe at all. It's, as I said before, it's just a thing. There's two shelfy units and there's a gap between them and it hasn't even got a railing hangers in it. Apparently, I don't know, are we entering a new era where there's not going to be no hanging around in hotel rooms? Maybe it's an insurance thing. The insurance company come along to the hotel and say, hello, have you got hanging equipment in that room? We don't want that. There's going to be no blinds either because someone could hang themselves on the blind cord. And I see the internet is all wireless now. Not only that, it doesn't work. They're afraid that either you'll use the wires to hang yourself or you'll use the wireless internet to go online and find some ways of killing yourself in the hotel room. I don't know why they're so concerned about my safety. I'm perfectly content at the moment. I'm not depressed. I'm enjoying myself here. relaxing in the hotel room in the middle of the day, recording my show, yet they seem to have nothing but bad news in store for me. They seem to think everything is going to go wrong, and they're taking precautions against it. I suppose you should be happy that they care. This hotel cares about me. They want me to stay alive, or at least they want to not have to clean my dead body out of their hotel room and have to explain it to the police. Which I suppose is rather mean of them. Hotels are supposed to be able to provide whatever services you're prepared to pay for, and I'd be prepared for if I wanted to kill myself here, I'd be prepared to I'd be prepared to draw on the hotel services as to informing the police and all that sort of thing. That's what they have the guy at the desk in the lobby for, surely. That's his job. He gives directions to the swimming pool, he carries your cases, he'll ring a taxi for you, and he'll call the cops if you do yourself in the hotel room. But no, apparently they want to avoid that. It's all the service industry has gone downhill. Nobody has any manners anymore. They'll say you go up to the door, they don't even hold the door open for you. There isn't even anyone at the door in this hotel. You just go in and you make your own way up the stairs. There isn't someone saying, hello, can I carry you up the stairs? No, they'll say. If you were to ask, they'd probably say, oh, there's a lift there, just get in the lift. But no, they won't. In the old days, of course, there'd be a guy in a bowler hat or a top hat and a long tails and coat and wearing shoes. And he'd say, hello, I'm the porter. It's my job to bring you to your hotel room. And he'll say, would you mind if I check in first, for fuck's sake? And he'll say, no, that's fine, but give me a tip. And you'll say, okay. Always, when you take the toast out of the toaster, if you don't have a toast rack, arrange the two slices of toast in a triangular formation, leaning against each other for about half a minute on the plate, and that will allow the moisture to drain out of the toast, and it'll be nice and crisp. You won't have soggy toast at all. Not many people realise that's why toast racks were invented. For those people who don't see the purpose of toast racks, or what I've just suggested, which is a virtual toast rack, they don't do that sort of thing, and they wonder why their toast is soggy. It's soggy because of that, or else it's soggy because they put frigging baked beans or scrambled egg on the toast. Absolutely ridiculous. I don't like toast that's had egg slapped onto it. I want my egg on a separate plate, and I want my baked beans on a separate plate, and I don't want my beans near my eggs either, I tell you. If I'm having eggs, beans, and toast for breakfast, there better be either three plates or some sort of a dish that's got separate compartments in it, like you get in prison, one of those metal things with the different departments. Except I don't want to have to do the thing of queuing up and have someone ladle a load of food into your plate, and you quietly go to a big long table like you're doing in prison. I don't want that. I want to be served it up. Not necessarily a metal plate either. I don't want to be made to feel like I'm in prison. But I do want that one particular feature of the prison thing on my breakfast item. That's if I'm having egg, beans and toast. I probably won't. This morning I had a breakfast bap, which had, what did it have? Your one in the petrol station asked me, what did I want on it? And I said, whatever. And he said, whatever, okay. She put everything on it. She put mushrooms, toast. Oh no, she didn't put toast. She put sausages, rashers, mushrooms, stringy things, hash browns and butter. I drew a line in the sand when she said, do you want ketchup on it? Ketchup is not a breakfast item as far as I'm concerned. She wanted to put some sort of fancy Italian sauce on the shoe. I said, no, absolutely not. There'll be none of that crap on my breakfast roll, even though I'm on holidays. I'm not in frigging Italy. I don't want some frigging Parma Indian tomato sauce from Italy poured onto my breakfast. That just ruins it. That's all things for putting on pasta at dinner time. Breakfast shouldn't have sauces on it. Shouldn't have cheese or beans. Eggs shouldn't be runny. Eggs shouldn't be in a liquid form. They should be boiled or fried, as far as I'm concerned. Well, I suppose you have to make. You can't be perfect. If you're buying your breakfast in the roll, all in one little parcel in the petrol station, then you're going to eat it on the go. I suppose you can't expect everything to be the way you want it. You have to make some allowances for practicalities. But no, that doesn't mean you have to put some sort of freaking gooey stuff. They still want to put gravy on it. They'll say, "Hello, I'm going to put gravy on this. If you don't want it, stop me before I do it, because." It's not an optional extra. It's an optional deduction. You can ask for it to be not put in if you're quick enough. But no, we're putting this damn thing in whether you like it or not. So anyway, that's what I had for breakfast. The breakfast bap. They're called breakfast rolls a lot of the time, but on this particular occasion, the bread piece involved was a bap. So it's appropriate to call it a breakfast bap. Had a bottle of Club Orange with it and some Rennie indigestion tablets. They're quite filling, I find, so they do give you the runs, but nonetheless stuff. Anyway, good morning.